mean,
you ever wonder why Big Fatty is like always on whatever show is on Saturday nights, but he never even comes into the chat room on Sunday nights for us? Are we on too late for him? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. It is Sunday evening. Fatty's old. Fatty goes to bed normally around, 6:30. Like you go to the Morrisons, you know, for dinner at like 5, and you get the fried fish, and then you come home. And you go to bed watching the news at 6:30. That's Sunday night. That's Fatty. That's what he does at Fat Villa.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And Fatty's old. Fatty goes to bed normally around, 6:30.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2281 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 26th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, as promised, we're going to have an episode of the gays with Jay and Ron. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, haunties. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your haunties today, because we've got Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy on here. And y'all, they sat down with Big Fatty on this past Saturday afternoon, and we recorded an episode of The Gays. And y'all, Big Fatty fucked it up. So then we sat down. Then we sat down and we recorded a second episode of The Gays. Big Fatty, the second one was much better than the first one. Well, let's hope so, because quite frankly, that's what you're going to get today. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, today we have got two special people here. Big Fatty, you're doing it a second time. It's true, we fucked it up. Not we, I fucked it up. Y'all, it's Jay and Ron here in the villa. Say hi, Jay and Ron.
Hi, Jay and Ron.
Oh. And you see how that works? I can actually see something now that shows... your voices and everything.
Wow. Technology.
You see how it's supposed to work?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not. There's only one show that has a technology segment.
I've heard that. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you've come to the right place. I fixed it.
You did.
It took 20 minutes of us sitting here talking, but we finally got it fixed. But anyway, Jay and Ron are here during the haunting season.
Correct.
And they're both going, oh, shit, we got to do this fucking shit again. Y'all, this makes up.
I like talking about the haunting season.
Well,
so go
this
for
makes
it.
Up for the last time that Jay was here, and he did not get a chance to record, and he was crushed.
I was crushed.
Crushed. Jay, you're getting to record twice now.
This is awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
It is.
All right.
It's the dream of a lifetime.
Now, y'all, Jay and Ron brought a giftette. They brought a giftette here to the villa. I said I'll open it on the show, and y'all, then we forgot to open it on the show. So it was meant to
that's
be.
Really, yeah, that's really why we did a second one.
Yeah.
Actually, they were just... I'm a little...
What is that? Is that chicken and waffles?
It's chicken and waffles and a pudding.
Wait, so. I detect a whiff of some crab dip.
Crab dip also. Yo, we'll tell you more about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've already told you about it. You just didn't hear it.
Right.
Here we go. I'm going to open this up here now. Y'all, it's got tissue paper in it.
It does.
I think I saw a cat. Oh, there's a cat. Let's open this up. We're going to just see what we got here. And, y'all, it's a card, and it says, I eat bacon every day, sometimes three times a day. And it says, it's delicious, and it helps keep my mind off these weird chest pains. These weird chest pains I keep having. All our love, Haunty and Haunt Daddy. Aww, pretty. Frank and Funny. I love it. That's cute.
All right.
Where did you find that? That's at the bacon store.
Yeah, that's right. All of these things came from the same place.
I've been told that this
whatever's in this bag might provide for some content.
That's correct.
Okay. So we're going to
You'll know it when you see it.
It's already providing for content.
Wait, yes. Right?
There's something else in there too, I believe.
There's something
back in the bag, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just open it up first and let's just see what it is. Oh! Y'all, it's, first of all, it's a pair of bacon socks.
Yes! And look who the company is that makes it, too.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's Gumball Poodle. Does that say Gumball?
Gumball. Yeah.
Gumball Poodle. Poor Big Fatty. Gumball Poodle. Big Fatty, you didn't know I had that company. No, I did not. I may wear those out to the bar tonight.
All right, then.
Y'all, but it says bacon down the side, and y'all then...
They're a pair of socks. Did you say that?
Right. Did I say
yes.
Socks?
Yes. Red and white striped.
And y'all, then there's a font book. It's a Spotter's Guide to Fonts. I guess I'll have
each number corresponds with a button.
Each number. Well, y'all will have to read this, but I'm just going to give you a little preview of this. Here we go. Oh. Oh. Ooh, that one sounded.
Ooh, that had moisture.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
There's actually a sequel called Old Farts. And it's a guide to aftershock.
Well, I gotta hear what the aftershock is. Ooh. Well, that's wonderful. Y'all, and there's a nun on it farting. Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
Y'all are too sweet.
There's still in there.
Yeah, there's something just a little something.
Just
something.
A little something, yeah.
Do what?
Just a little something in there.
Ain't nothing in there.
Okay, then it's still in there.
Oh, there's something else. There's a little something else in here. Oh, I thought this was supposed to be about John and Don.
Leave my penis out of this.
Ron and Jay.
John and Don.
Oh, my God. That wasn't a fart. Y'all, that looks like me as a child. Y'all, I'll have to put a picture. I'll have to put a picture up of all of these little gift ads. Y'all, it's a little baby with a... Well,
it's a fridge magnet.
Looks like he shat himself.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty
y'all
much.
Y'all are so sweet. Y'all, where do you go to buy fart joke books?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Okay. All right. So only your
right next to the bacon store is a fart store.
And speaking of stores, y'all stopped at a store when you came down to the villa.
We did.
And it had candies in it.
It did. It was like an old-time general store that had... old-time candies in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the C's candies.
No, it's not the C's candies.
No.
And one of them is, y'all, it's a chocolate bit of honey. And Jay just gave me one, and I'm going to eat it now. And so when my fillings come out.
What do you think?
I'm not. Sater will love this part.
When you eat them live?
Yeah, it does taste like bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
With that good artificial chocolate flavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like somebody made it a Tootsie Roll and a bit of honey together.
It is. That's exactly what it tastes like. What do you think of that, Saver? Would you like one?
No, I'm good. Thank you. They had all kinds of interesting treats. They had Pop Rocks and wax lips.
Oh, I love wax lips.
And Mary Jane's.
Yep, Mary Jane's.
And those dark licorice pipes that you used to... You remember
not
those?
Me. And one of my most disgusting things ever, which is the... What are those wafery things called?
Oh, Necco wafers.
Necco wafers.
Ugh. Necco wafers.
God, they're disgusting.
They taste like...
chalk.
Yes. Chalk dust.
Chalk. Indeed. Well, that's the part of the bit of honey is when half of it is down your throat.
Been there.
Half of it stuck to the back of your throat. Well, anyway, y'all are visiting South Kakalaki. Tell us why you're in town.
We came forth to visit my parents who live south of here. They live in Sun City, which is outside of Hilton Head, just over the Georgia border, not too far from Savannah. And then we went to visit some friends in Greenville. No, South Kakalaki.
Anything interesting happen while you were in Greenville?
Well, as a matter of fact, as you may know, Jay and I have a propensity for the whirlpool tub.
Oh, no, I did not know that. Oh,
indeed.
Now so, everyone does.
Yes. So we rented a motel room that had one in, and I was assuming that it would be one of those large corner two-person whirlpool tubs. Well, wrong. It was just a little bit bigger than a regular tub. But we were bound and determined to squeeze our fat asses in it anyway. So Jay sat with his facing the faucet. And
that's your favorite position. We established yes, that we in did. The first recording. Correct. Yes, okay.
He loves facing a faucet. Anyway, and my back was up against the faucet. And we were enjoying the jets for a while. And suddenly I started to get some pain in both of my hips, on the side of my hips. So I left.
You know, people of a certain age.
Well, yes.
You know.
But this is not arthritic pain.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know all about that. This was some other sort of pain. So I leapt out of the tub only to discover two
ringworm.
Oh, stop with the ring. Two plum sized.
Excuse me.
Good Lord.
Chocolate bit of honey.
Two plum sized. Hickeys, whirlpool hickeys, because I had backed up against
hot tub hickeys.
Hot tub hickeys, yes. That's right. Two hot tub hickeys because I had backed up against the portion of the tub that sucks the water in and circulates it around.
Now, when he got out of the tub, did you notice a substantial increase in the amount of water coming out of the jets from the other end?
Not only that, but the bathroom itself was generally moistened by that him leaving the tub. The jets just...
Oh, God, you both are...
No,
you.
They did. Everything, even my phone got soaking wet.
Yeah.
Speaking of your phone, you have an interesting... y'all, this was not on the first one. You have an interesting story to tell about your phone,
don't things you learn. Well, it's not really that interesting, but...
I found it very interesting.
Last night, my phone, I think, overheated a bit. I'm not sure why, so it shut down. Then it worked fine, and when I tried to plug it in to charge it, it would not take a charge. So last night, I turned it off for the entire night, let it cool down, all that good stuff.
Right.
Plugged it back in.
Now, this was not a Note 7, right?
No, it was not a Note 7. Right. Plugged it back in, nothing. Tried many cords, nothing. In the car, tried a couple cords, and we figured out that it was actually shorting out the charge cords.
Oh!
And the last time I plugged one in, it started getting really hot, and when I pulled the cord out, it was smoking.
Oh!
So, that is not good.
No! No!
So, new phone will be sent to me on Monday. In the meantime, I am phoneless for a day and a half.
He's like a heroin addict. He's just, he's sitting here with his hands, not knowing what to do with his hands.
Indeed.
I am.
You feel a little like a whole...
I'm lost.
Honey, I have lots of stuff you can do.
They need medication for this.
Uh-huh. I believe it's called Connections. What do you drink, by the way? I meant to ask you that.
Rod and I both usually drink vodka. He drinks it on the rocks. I usually drink it as with a tonic.
With a tonic?
Yes.
Do you have a twist in it? A little citrus?
Twist is fine. If not, that's fine, too.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, you have the twist because I fucked it up. Didn't I fuck it? Was it with you? That it's the twist?
No, that's him.
Oh, he wants
he's gotta
the
have
twist.
The, yes, he's on they, the rocks
by
with
the way,
twist.
They don't do the twist at the Connections.
What the hell do they do?
Well, they'll
squeeze.
Just squeeze it.
They do the mashed potatoes.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Oh. Well, of course you do.
You could do the twist. Even I know that. And I'm not quite
it's
as
all
old
making
as you
sense.
Do.
Daddy, how did you not know that? Anyway, got it. No, but the twist is the zest.
Well, yeah, just a little sliver
of
lemon.
They don't do that.
They don't do that. They don't have lemons.
They do, but they
have to bring our own lemons.
They've already squeezed them.
I see.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's only the lemon flavor that matters.
Twist free.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll survive.
I could bring my zester.
No, I don't think
so. Is that like an assless chap?
A zester? No.
No, a twist free drink.
Yes.
Have I ever said how much I hate the term assless chaps because chaps are assless?
No, you haven't, but would you like to elaborate on that?
I would. It just drives me fucking nuts because chaps, by nature, have the bottom missing or the seat missing.
Uh-huh.
So they're all assless.
Kind of
now, whether
redundant.
You wear anything under it is a different, you know, is
Now, speaking of assless chaps, do you have any to match that new harness that you just showed me?
I do not own any chaps.
By the way, I just went through Jay's valise, his grip, and y'all, he packs as much as Granny and Durwood combined. And we're not going to talk about that fucking
you
thing.
Don't wanna, no. You don't want to know where that comes from?
No, I do not. I found out where that comes from, and trust me, you don't want to know. But anyway, so you went, but you also visited friends up in Greenville,
correct,
right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Some lovely, lovely people.
Uh-huh. And
All of the male persuasion.
Of course. And I believe that the grin doctor may have been going on. Now, y'all, between the two of them, they are on all the dating apps.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. And y'all, they've come to the same realization that the older you get, the more you get head on the dating apps.
There's no accounting for taste.
There isn't. I mean, I've proven that. But Jay, you're getting ready to turn 50.
That's what they say.
Yeah, and on November the 4th. November the 4th, and you know it only gets better.
I'm sure.
As far as the dating apps go, trust me.
Oh, but not health wise.
Oh no, you just go. It's downhill from here. You know the ice, y'all. It's true. It's true. And I told Jay this earlier. It starts around age 50 that you start getting ice water in your veins, and everything is cold. So just be ready for that.
I'm ready.
So all right. Now we did talk briefly about you're missing out on Halloween haunty events.
Yes.
This weekend. Yes. But you've got next weekend.
I do have next weekend, the final saving grace of the week of the holiday.
And you don't know what you're doing next weekend, but you were telling me what your favorite parts of the haunting season. Yes. Were.
Well, we are going to a haunt. We're not sure which one yet, in Pennsylvania somewhere. But my favorite part is when the actors are actually successful at scaring me.
Okay.
Because it doesn't happen real often, but that rush of adrenaline and then the cracking up afterwards is all worth it.
Now, is there one thing that gets you every time?
You know what gets me a lot, although it's a cheap-ass scare, you're walking in the dark and they have one of those air pistols just suddenly go off and like against your leg or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, the noise thing.
Oh.
It's always a cheap scare.
Is it the noise or is it the...
It's the noise.
Okay. It's when it blows up his skirt.
Oh.
Yes.
Loves
it. A la Marilyn Monroe.
Right. Well, when I think of Marilyn Monroe, I immediately
you think of the hot cub.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, and there's hay rides and...
Corn mazes. Haunted houses.
Haunted houses. Do you decorate for Halloween at
all? Oh, hell yes.
Yes, we have more Halloween decorations than we have Christmas, it's fair to say, other than the tree.
So you're kind of like Vera, is what you're saying.
Not quite to that extent, and definitely not to the extent of Mark and Ed with their massive collection
Don't they have a village?
Yeah, we have some of that too.
Okay.
But it's not up this year.
Okay. And do you hand out trick-or-treat candy?
Hell no.
No, we hide in the dark like all good adults do.
Oh my God.
No, I'm usually not there on Halloween evening, and we don't get a whole lot. We're in a development where there's
very few kids.
Oh, dear gosh, y'all, it looks like that went much faster the second
it
time,
did.
Didn't it?
Yes,
indeed.
That's because I opened gift X.
And we didn't
time.
Even get to talk about the okra restaurant.
Oh, we went to the Page's Okra Grill and had chicken and waffles.
Yes.
Ooh, yummy.
It was delicious. So,
it was amazing.
Anyway, Jay, you're on a podcast. Tell us, and I know you love to promote this, tell everybody where we can hear more of you.
You can hear me on Daddy's Disney Den. It's a bear-centric for adults only Disney podcast.
All right, so there you have it. Thanks for being here at the Villa. Say goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, boys.
And Daniel, what do you think that Ron and Jay went home and told all of their friends in Delaware?
And Fatty's old. Fatty goes to bed normally around, 6:30.
But no fried fish. It swims upstream on me. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.